in Breckenridge, and I got Sam on the phone with me this morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about summertime. We're talking about summer learning. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so over here at the office, I'm actually the speech-language pathologist assistant, and we do get this quite a bit where parents ask, like, what can I do with my kid during the summer months that will continue with, like, school-based skills that we can continue through the summer so they don't fall back on their things when they come back to school in the fall? And it's so easy as just playing, going out and playing games. So just playing games kind of builds off on turn-taking, following directions, which is a great skill to continue to work on because so many kids just kind of want to stay in the house and watch TV, and direction skills is something that's going to they need to continue to work on even during those summer months as far as like playing games, doing summer chores. Those type of things are great because once you get back to school, you kind of got to get back into the whole, okay, I got to do this next and this one. They kind of got to follow those directions that their teachers are giving. So we kind of got to think about that during the summer months. I know it's kind of, you want to let them have fun, do what they want, but we kind of got to give them a little bit more structure as well in those summer months. And as far as for our little kiddos, like those kindergartners, preschoolers, a great thing to do with them is do different activities like playing I Spy or doing Simon Says. Simon Says is a great direction-following task, and it can you can work on identifying body parts when you're doing that, or you can do different skills like doing a circle or standing on one foot. Those are great physical skills to work on as well for that age group.
And I would imagine, Sam, just the connection between parent and child, that's got to work to an advantage too, correct?
Oh, yes, definitely. It builds that bond with them as well. And not even just going out and doing things, it just kind of builds up different, can kind of be like summer, every summer we go do this, kind of every summer I go help my mom water the flowers, or I go help my dad in the garden. So it's kind of a bonding experience as well as far as kids and adults and even older siblings that maybe during the school year you don't see as much because they're busy with other sporting events, and then that summer kind of gives them that time to bond and learn with each other.
Good stuff, and make for a smooth transition when the kids head back to school. Sam, if people are listening to this and they've got questions and they want to know more about this, what is your number at OSPTI?
Yes, you can reach our Breckenridge location, and that number is 218-641-7725.
Perfect. Sam, great to talk with you. Have a great rest of the week, okay? A good weekend. We'll talk next Wednesday.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
All right. That is Sam at OSPTI, and we check in with them every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Sucker punch somebody on the sidewalk, carjacking old lady at her